1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on people calling attention to Israeli hostages is facing multiple state and federal charges, as correspondent Matt Piper reports.
12 people were injured in the attack. 2 remain hospitalized. They were among a group marching to support Israeli hostages in Gaza when police say Mohammed Salomon hurled Molotov cocktails and had another 16 unused. Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruen.
When he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
The suspect is facing multiple felony charges as well as a federal hate crime charge. An affidavit says he had been planning the attack for a year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The U.S. is deploying 150 federal firefighting personnel to Canada to help tackle the widening threat from dozens of wildfires that have sent more than 25,000 people fleeing their homes and which is sending smoke to the U.S.
Fortunately, most of the smoke is in the upper levels of the atmosphere, causing very hazy, discolored skies. But that smoke is being blown all the way down into the deep south, too.
Meteorologist Craig Allen. With the hurricane in the Atlantic season here, the National Weather Service is scrambling to fill positions left empty by Trump administration firings.
After months of staffing cuts, the National Weather Service announced it is posting 126 positions to fill critical vacancies. The department is looking to hire meteorologists, hydrologists, physical scientists, and electronic technicians. The department had been under a hiring freeze, but was granted an exemption for these new positions to address staffing levels that were impacting its mission to provide accurate forecasts and warnings. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
About half of U.S. states have enacted bans on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Human Rights Watch's Yasmin Smolens estimates this has disrupted health care for over 100,000 young people.
One story that comes to mind for me is Miley. She was able to access gender-affirming care and to really blossom. And then, you know, a ban was enacted in her state, and for the first time in her life, she actually attempted suicide.
A former assistant to Sean Diddy Combs, being called Mia, who says he raped her, defended the loving text messages she sent him for years after her job ended by saying she was brainwashed. Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial continues today with Eddie Garcia.
Eddie Garcia is someone who worked as security at the Intercontinental, the hotel where Cassie Ventura was seen on video that was obtained by CNN of her getting dragged and beat by Sean Combs in 2016.
CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan in New York. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Reds again tonight at Great American Ballpark. The crew won their 8th game in a row last night, 3-2 over Cincinnati. A home run by Christian Yelich and good pitching from Aaron Savalle and the bullpen. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who's been dealing with a bad head cold on this road trip.
No question. Savalle did, he responded very well after the first inning and made big pitches in the second inning and settled in the third, fourth, and fifth. And very important. And then our Rob Z continues to do the job. Koenig, Uribe, and McGill, very good again.
NFL at the Packers OTAs, head coach Matt LaFleur says, take a close look at defensive end Edgerrin Cooper coming back in his second season, 10 pounds heavier.
He's certainly, his body looks different. I don't know if you guys could tell, but he's like 240 pounds right now. And I think there was a time when we came back last year where he was like 220.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some showers moving in, southerly winds gusty, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, some showers and storms, some of the rain locally heavy, southerly breeze going to the northwest. Will be gusty, highs in the mid-70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas, Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. I am so glad the weekend is over, and it is finally Monday. So I have a place to go and a place to be and stuff to talk about. I don't really talk about anything that exciting over the weekend other than the weather and what to do, what movie to see, what to eat. But tonight, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we get to get together as a group and talk about movies and TV and comedy and music, and we're going to do it all tonight. And bar soap, that's on the agenda. Conrad, did you get your order in for Sydney Sweeney Bliss, Bathful Bliss?
Yeah, they actually had a little deal. If you buy 30, okay, you get it a little cheaper. So I pre-ordered.
How much?
I bought a 30 pack.
A 30 pack? How long will that last you? About a week and a half?
A week. Who knows? I'm going to take a lot of baths.
It's all good stuff. You know who's going to have to take a lot of baths? Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
If this soap sells, she's going to be in the tub round the clock.
She's going to say, see you to acting, and just become a full-time soap salesman.
A mogul. She's going to become a soap mogul. And I think that's great stuff. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of stuff tonight, folks. Got a great show for you tonight, and great to have you here. If you're watching on the stream, Conrad, how can they watch the radio?
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook and go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WGBW or WISS. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter or X, WGBW or Civic Media. And you can give us a like.
Give us a like. Give us a follow. I think it's our friend Todd Albaugh that coined the phrase. And Aaron Zalmers is here tonight helping out. Aaron, tip of the hat. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to be here temporarily behind the scenes at Nightlight.
Yeah, I always appreciate... Zalmers is great because he's always here when I come down to do the show in Madison. He gets me set up, or Chris Casper. But tip of my hat to everybody, Corey, Aaron, Zalmers, Casper, Sage, everybody here that helps out and lets me do my show here when I have to be in town for other stuff or Civic Media stuff or PBS. It's great to we are coming live from Madison tonight, folks. That's where we're at, overlooking beautiful State Street on a gorgeous night in Madison. Aaron, what do you think it is, like 80 out? It's hot.
Is it? I haven't been outside since earlier. It wasn't as hot earlier.
Yeah, it's, it's probably cooled off a little bit now, but it's so crazy. This is so Wisconsin.
83.
Right now?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Conrad, let's get a temperature check.
You know, it's pretty nice here in Green Bay. You know, I look outside and the sun's shining. So you don't need a temperature, actually. You just go by how the sun looks.
You just don't have one at the ready, and you're mailing it in on your five-day forecast. That's our
82 in Green Bay is what it says.
82 in Green Bay, so they're 1 degree warmer. But, Conrad, you got the shorts on and the short sleeves. You're looking good, bud.
Well, I actually don't got any shorts on.
It's another pantless night for Conrad when Pete's out of the studio doing the show for Madison. Zomers is nice enough to wear pants when I'm here, so I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Well, see, he's wearing it because you're gone. I'm wearing it because you're here.
Exactly.
It's, yeah.
But, you know, you've been here all day. So Conrad, like, he goes in, and I think from, like, 2 o'clock on, you're, like, the only guy there, Conrad. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Place clears out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, Eliza's been here, you know, for,
oh,
till the later
true.
Of nights. So I get to take my pants off a little later during the day.
Okay. It's a really creepy conversation. This is almost as creepy as Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap. But anyway, it's great to have you folks here. If you're listening on the app, which you should have, or the radio, we hope to hear from you throughout the show. Phone lines are open. Text line is open. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Lots to talk about. Lots for you guys to weigh in on tonight. We'll get to the question of the night in just a moment. But right now, I have to tell you guys about a really cool civic media contest. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And it, like a lot of our contests here, it's kind of the same. You have to have the app to play. You'll get a keyword. You text the keyword in right after you get it, and you're eligible for prizes every hour. And then if you enter in that hour, you're eligible for a grand prize too. So listen to your chance for our statewide Text to Win contest. It's called Scotty Summer, as I mentioned, and it goes through June 13th. It starts today, officially. So there's no more chances to win today, but tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., if you text in the keyword, you'll have a chance to win $100 cash or Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets each hour. How cool is that? That's a lot of tickets and a lot of cash. Can you win twice in one day? Either one of you guys know that?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I
okay.
don't think so.
All right. Either way, each hourly entry qualifies you for one of two grand prize trips, and these are fantastic trips. One is to Door County, and the other is to Baraboo. Both beautiful spots in our state here, and we're giving you gas money. So if you got a Hummer or a Cybertruck or a Honda Accord, whatever, the gas is covered, folks. Compliments of Civic Media. You have four daily chances to win. Enter now through Friday, June 13th. Good luck, everybody. That's a great contest. So let's get to, we've got great guests tonight. I'm very excited because I have two in-studio guests. And the first one is a guy named Austin Galante. He'll be here at 6:35. And he has a movie called Sanguine. Oh, I have to pull this up because it's a crazy title. I love this title. And I'll pull that up. But at 7:20, my buddy Ben Reiser will be here. Ben programs at UW Cinematheque. And he's a great guy to talk movies with. In fact, this will be fun. Conrad, have you seen Sinners yet?
I still need to see it. I might okay. I might just be waiting until it's out on the stream.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. But what about you, Aaron? Have you seen
Sinners? Despite my best efforts, not yet.
Okay.
I've wanted to, and every time I've been trying to make plans with a friend to go see it, it's fallen through. I should just go by myself.
You know what? It's a pretty good movie. I highly recommend it. And speaking of vampire movies, my first guest, Austin Galante, will be here in studio. He's a Madison guy, Madison filmmaker, very prolific. He's produced music videos, too. He's worked with Snoop Dogg. And he's got a new film coming out in like a week. It's called, I had to pull this up because it's a complicated title, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. And it is a comedy horror. Four vampires set out on a road trip to a cabin in the woods. What could go wrong? So I'm excited to see the film. The trailer looks great. And Austin is coming down here to talk about his film and his process and all that kind of fun stuff in person. It'll be good to meet Austin. And then Ben Reiser, as I mentioned, he programs UW Cinematheque, which is right here on the UW campus. Folks, if you have not taken advantage of this really cool chance to see free classic movies right on campus here in Madison, I highly recommend you check out UW Cinematheque. It's right at Vilas Hall. Like I said, it's free, and it's a great program. Ben also works for the Wisconsin Film Festival, and he did not like Sinners. And I cannot wait to talk. One of the reasons I like having Ben on is because he just doesn't care. He will form his own opinion. He's not influenced. I don't think I'm influenced, but maybe I am a little bit. I liked Sinners. Was I influenced by the insane reviews and critics' reviews and audience reviews? Maybe. But I really liked it. And Ben did not. So we'll talk about that. That'll be fun at 7:20. And I think right now, Conrad, we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question. Questions. This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite game show of all time? It is National Game Show Day, folks. National Game Show Day. So what is your favorite game show of all time? Please text in and let me know, and I will read your text on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think I have to go, and I'm mad. I had a three-hour drive today, Conrad. I was going to ask you to pull that clip. There's some guy on, I think it was Wheel of Fortune. It's all over Instagram. You guys might have seen it, but he's like, something like his answer was like, fax me a sausage plate or something like that. It was like the worst guess ever. None of it made sense. So maybe we can find that for tomorrow because it's a really funny blooper, if you will. But I think I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune because I feel like I like Jeopardy. I liked Price is Right. I liked Joker's Wild from the 80s. But I feel like Wheel of Fortune is something I could compete. I feel like if I went on Jeopardy, the pressure would be on and I would come across as a dunce. And I wouldn't want to present myself that way. So I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune. What do you guys think?
I mean,
favorite game show?
Wheel of Fortune's, you know, I don't know, maybe not my cup of tea. I kind of just get bored while I watch it.
Okay.
I'd say my favorite is Legends of the Hidden Tomb, which is a Nickelodeon game show
classic
that I watched when I was, you know, young. And it's like an obstacle course they have to get through to lift like the spirits or the curse.
Wow.
That, yeah. But it was a Nickelodeon game show. So I mean, when I was younger, I watched it. Yeah, it was a fun show.
Did you watch Double Dare when that was on?
I don't think I watched that one, no.
Our buddy Mike Schmidt, who's been on the show before, hates that game show because it's the one where kids roll around in food and have food fights. He says, this show should just be called Screw You Somalia. Like, we're just having food fights on TV. That was horrible. What about you, Aaron? You got a favorite game show?
My favorite game show, I think, has got to be Game Changer, which is not on TV. It's on Dropout, which used to be called College Humor.
I've heard of that.
It's basically what's called Game Changer because they change the game every time. And a lot of the time, they'll give them a question or an activity, but not actually tell them the rules.
Okay.
And it's a lot of comedians trying to figure out what the hell they're supposed to do.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
I like that. But let us know what yours is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite game show? That is our Nightlight question of the night. As I mentioned, filmmaker, Madison-based filmmaker Austin Galante will be here at 6:35, and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser, and he is a big-time movie fan. We will inevitably butt heads about a couple films we've seen, which will be fun. I got to tell you, you know, Conrad, I've told you about this game we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this started during COVID. We kick a ball to a tree, and everybody's got their own ball. It was kind of a COVID-friendly game, and it's become this thing in our neighborhood. Well, the other day, we carved out a new 9 holes, and we're playing the new course, which takes us down to the water. It's beautiful. Masters, eat your heart out. And these two deer run across the road, and a mom deer accidentally kicks or bumps the baby deer. And the baby deer is laying there in the middle of the road. I have a picture of this. We'll post this in the stream after the break. But behind my daughter's soccer ball is this deer. And I swear to God, it was maybe 10 inches tall, if that. It was a baby. And she walked over and took her ball away. And we left the deer there. And after about 2 minutes, it got up and it just scrambled and took off. But it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Possibly the cutest thing I've ever seen, too. Even cuter than my own kids' births. I'm putting this baby deer ahead of that.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are more majestic to me, but this baby deer was adorable. It was gorgeous. So, all right. So our question is, what's your favorite game show of all time? Do you folks have thoughts on the Sydney Sweeney bath soap? Bath time bliss. Order now while supplies are limited.
You can get a 30-pack.
I know a lot of people aren't buying it for cleanliness purposes, but whatever. Whatever, you know. She thinks it's a way to connect with her fans. A lot more intimate than an autograph, though. All right, we're coming back. We're going to read your texts. And what do we do? It's Dana Carvey's birthday. Maybe we'll play a funny Dana Carvey clip. Yeah. We'll figure it out. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You want me, I want you, baby. I'm levitating, the Milky Way. We're renegading, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are live from Madison tonight, ladies and gentlemen, doing the show right above State Street, as we do every so often here, and it is great to be in our state's capital. Beautiful night here on State Street, and we are coming to you live. And Conrad is up in Green Bay, and he is not wearing pants. I have issues with that, but as long as he wipes the seat down, I guess there's nothing I can really do.
Right? Yeah.
And I have no proof. I have no proof he doesn't have pants on, and frankly, I don't want proof. So there you go. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite game show of all time? I said Wheel of Fortune. I did like Price is Right, too, when I was a kid. And what was yours again?
It was Legends of the Hidden Tomb.
Legends of the Hidden Tomb.
Okay. Nickelodeon game show. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. So as I mentioned before the break, we were playing this game we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, and a deer ran across the road and was knocked over by its mother. Do you have the photo, Con?
In 1 second. In yes, okay. I will be able to.
So this baby deer, and I swear to God, it was maybe 10 inches tall. It's the smallest fawn I've ever seen. And it got knocked over by its mother. It was laying in the road, and I have two photos. There it is. If you're watching on the stream, you can see the photo. That's the baby deer. And if you have the other one, Con, this is to show you how small this thing is. This is my daughter's soccer ball covering most of the deer, if we could pull that one up. But it was unbelievable. And this is only, see, that's a regulation soccer ball covering almost the whole deer. That's how tiny this thing was. And it lay there for like 2 minutes, and then it got up and it like sprinted away. It was one of the coolest things. I do that a lot. It wasn't one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It was probably the coolest thing I saw last weekend.
Okay.
I'm trying to be more grounded in reality.
Yeah.
When I talk.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I don't want to be used too much hyperbole. But our question of the night is, what is your favorite game show, folks? Weigh in, and I will read your text on the radio. Always fun to do that. Had a lovely drive down here to Madison today. No issues, Conrad. I expected fully to have more on driving stories, and I didn't really have any. I did have when I left town in Marinette today. You ever get that person that like really hurries to get out in front of you when they're entering the main thoroughfare?
Yeah.
And then they go really slow?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that? They speed to get out in front. Oh, I got to get out there. And then I'm going to go 10 miles below the speed limit. You're obviously not in a hurry. I don't get that. But anyway, it was uneventful drive. Beautiful day to drive today. And you saw Karate Kid. Give us a quick thumbnail of Karate Kid. What did you think?
So I went yesterday, and I was the only person in the theater. So that
was,
I mean, that
by
was
yourself.
Yeah, absolutely by myself.
Wow.
So I don't know if you knew this. I'm a big Cobra Kai fan. I love the first three Karate Kid movies.
Okay.
And
I saw the first two. I didn't see the third one.
This is more of a continuation of, I feel like, Cobra Kai a little bit.
Okay.
But so it follows the story of this kid who was in Beijing and then moves to New York. And I don't know. The story is kind of, it's okay. It's an okay story. Feels repeated. Okay. The end of it wasn't just like the other Karate Kids. Like, if you watch Karate Kid 2 or 3, you're like, I kind of can sense what's going to happen at the end. It was a little different.
Okay.
More of the same. A little different.
Is it worth seeing?
You could probably wait till it streams. Wasn't special.
Especially if you're watching it in a theater by yourself, you might as well watch it in your living room, right?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple moments where I could see like a crowd laughing at something they say.
Okay.
The end scene, like the post-credit scene, was one of the funniest parts of the movie. So that kind of made me a little like sad about
that. What's going on with the credits? Like all of a sudden...
Yeah,
because you didn't see Warfare, but Ben is going to come in here in the second hour. He did not like the Sinners credit scene. But no, I'm sorry. I know he didn't like the Warfare credit scene where they show the soldiers, the real guys who experienced this, what we just saw in the movie. So I am excited to talk to Ben about that. But so you're lukewarm on it, but it was okay.
You know, it's an okay movie. It's nothing special, but not terrible. If you like the Karate Kid movies, you'll probably like it.
A serviceable movie. We'll
leave
it at that.
Yes. If you don't really like it, then I don't know if it's a movie for you.
Okay. Let's get to some of our answers for the question of the day. Our social media responses. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers. There's only one answer. Jeopardy. I think you're supposed to say, what is Jeopardy? But we'll excuse it, Luke. Thank you, buddy. Monica Hale says, Match Game. The stars' answers were funny, but also the host or stars, ribbed the contestants with dumb answers. Agreed, Monica. That was you could catch those. I think they're on one of the maybe Game Show Network. I think it's kind of fun when they show those old shows. I'll stop for like a minute or two, and then I'm like, why am I living in the past? And I'll move on. But I'll get a laugh out of it. Mike on this social media says the old Hollywood Squares. Okay, great one too. Thank you, Mike. So let us know what your answer is. Did Steady Eddie already text us, Conrad?
He did.
All right. Steady Eddie says he's in the 608. Where I am right now, Steady Eddie, good to be in your hood. He says, Pete, no pants for Conrad tonight on Nightlight. Sounds like an extremely casual Monday. A little too casual. In the Green Bay studio, my favorite game show, What is Jeopardy? Did you hear that, Luke? Steady Eddie bringing it. So have some fun with it, folks. You can go over. I guess I was on a game show. I was on Make Me Laugh when I was a stand-up, and it was a horrible experience. I didn't make anybody laugh. I was a decent comedian. I should have made somebody laugh, but it's a horrible format. Annie from Watertown says, really a hard one. Password was great. Family Feud, because one can play along. Jeopardy, because it's Jeopardy. Haven't really watched since No Alex Trebek. Okay. I forgot about Family Feud. I like Family Feud, too. You can play that on the Wii, too. That was always fun. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, too. He says, would the Gong Show count as a game show? Absolutely, Tyler. Thank you, buddy. And then in the 715, used to love MTV's Remote Control. Totally forgot about that one. Thank you, 715. All right, when we come back, Madison-based filmmaker Austin Galante will be here. He's going to tell us all about his new really cool film. We're coming back after the news, folks. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy people,
shiny, happy people. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. As state and federal prosecutors charge the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on people honoring Israeli hostages, CBS's Anna Schechter says they've learned he planned the attack for a year.
What they lay out is a very cold-blooded, calculated series of plans that he carried out to a T until the end.
Two of 12 victims remain hospitalized. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces fired on people as they headed toward an aid distribution site today, killing at least 27 people. They claim it's another incident in recent days. The Israeli military says it is looking into reports of casualties. With about half of U.S. states banning gender-affirming health care for transgender youth, Yasmin Smolens of Human Rights Watch says it creates a dilemma.
Health care providers aren't sure, you know, how can I uphold my medical ethics when these laws are banning me from providing what has long been considered best practice medical care.
CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Reds again tonight at Great American Ballpark. The crew won their eighth game in a row last night, 3-2 over Cincinnati. A home run by Christian Yelich and good pitching from Aaron Savalier and the bullpen. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who's been dealing with a bad head cold on this road trip.
No question. Savalier did, he responded very well after the first inning and made big pitches in the second inning and settled in the third, fourth, and fifth, and very important. And then our Rob Z continues to do the job. Koenig, Uribe, and McGill, very good again.
NFL at the Packers OTAs, head coach Matt LaFleur says, take a close look at defensive end Edgerrin Cooper coming back in his second season, 10 pounds heavier.
He's certainly, his body looks different. I don't know if you guys could tell, but he's like 240 pounds right now. And I think there was a time when we came back last year where he was like 220.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
Pat, I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is a Monday night version of Nightlight. We are coming to you live from beautiful downtown Madison above State Street here at Civic Media headquarters, folks. Great to have you with me on this Monday night where we are finally able to be back on the air after a long, miserable weekend and get to talk about the things we love. So it's great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite game show? It is National Game Show Day. So what's your favorite game show of all time? Dave on the stream says, The Price is Right, especially Diane. I know what that means, even though I don't know who he's talking about, because I just remember the Price is Right girls having a crush on all of them when I was like in middle school. And Dave says, whose line is it anyway? That's a good one too. A little comedy too. John on the stream says, our boys are fully trained and well-equipped. I don't think that's meant for this show. All right. So we want to get into a whole Catholic priest thing. It's not what we do here. All right. So great to have you with me. I'm very excited to welcome my first guest of the night. He is a Madison-based filmmaker named Austin Galante, and he has a new movie opening in like a week, and it's called Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Austin, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for coming into the studio. I always like doing these interviews in person whenever possible, so I hope it wasn't too – was it a bad commute for you?
No, it's pretty, traffic's pretty thin.
Okay.
About 25 minutes.
From Sun Prairie, right?
Yep.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump in because I've got a lot of questions for you. I was looking at your IMDb page. You've had a pretty interesting career. You've done a lot of different things. And on this film in particular, you've worn a lot of different hats. So actually, all right, give us some background on you first, because I just kind of said you've done a lot of things. What brought you to this moment?
Well, I was in a band for a long time, and we did, you know, toured around the country and made music videos, and we ended up moving out to LA for a while, lived out there for 8 years, and I did acting stuff out there, and so commercials, extra work, and got to go see like a lot of different studios and stuff, and I've always wanted to act, and, you know, the audition process is just like grueling, you know? You know, I would go to auditions out there and there'd be like 50 people who like fit the bill, right?
For one
for one little part or something. So, you know, I kind of kept doing that, but I had kids and I moved and fixing up my house, and I was learning how to engineer and produce music on my own and learning more about film stuff. And then I ended up I moved here about 8 years ago and met some people and started doing film stuff. So I don't know, one drunken night we decided to just make a movie.
That's great. Well, where did you live in LA?
I lived in Hollywood for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure. I can't remember. And then maybe 5 years. And then North Hollywood.
Okay. Oh, God, we could have been neighbors.
We probably were. We were
like in Valley Village. I was there from like 97 to 2011.
Okay. Yeah, we were definitely there at the same time.
Ran into each other at one of the Starbucks or something. You talked about auditioning. That's interesting because auditioning is an art form in and of itself. And my guess would be that there are a lot of people that get parts because they're great at auditioning. And they're probably fine actors, but like, I remember taking a cold open class when I first moved to LA, and there was like 20 people in the class, and Cecily Adams taught it, who used to book Third Rock from the Sun, and she was like Don Adams' daughter from Get Smart. You know, I loved her. She's no longer with us, but she was a great teacher. And I remember sitting there going, everybody in this class is great.
Like, there's just not enough stages.
Right.
So does that have anything to do with you trying to make independent films and kind of creating parts for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I still audition for stuff, but not quite as much because I'm so busy doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm working on another film that I'm making this summer featuring Robert Lissardo, or starring Robert Lissardo, I guess. And I, you know, I bit off more than I could chew as far as like still not having this movie like completely finished and released and, you know, press for it and everything. Yeah. And then at the same time, trying to do all the pre-production stuff for the next movie. So I'm just kind of running around with my head cut off. But yeah, I still audition sometimes, whenever.
What kind of, you say you audition when they come up, you're Madison, Wisconsin based. I would imagine there's a healthy dose of independent film shot here. But when you say you audition, is it mostly over Zoom to bigger cities, or do you mean locally?
Well, a lot of the, so I think most of the films made here are short films. Okay. Most, not all. I know there are a few other full feature length films, but the most of the auditions I get are, a lot of them are commercials, and usually it's, you know, setting up your camera and doing the audition and then sending the tape to them to look at, whether it's for a, you know, a movie in Chicago or whatever,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road.
It is a comedy horror movie about vampires who get together for a road trip to a cabin in the woods, and all of the stuff that ensues. You know, it's pretty wild. It's an R-rated movie. Definitely don't show your children.
What is it rated R for? What did the ratings board have an issue with?
Everything. When you asked me if I could get you a 90-second clip, I started looking through the movie and I went, oh, I bet this is going to beat the Deadpool's F-bomb number. So, yeah. You know, it's like taking the idea of vampires, but then like just putting them in a real life setting, sort of. And so it's kind of like four dudes that have been friends for a while hanging out, partying, and, you know, someone told me like maybe compare it to The Hangover with vampires or something, but
oh, I like that.
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but
do the vampires in your film have to follow the vampire rules? Like you have to be invited in, or no garlic or sunlight, that kind of stuff.
There are different rules.
Okay.
Yeah. It's talked about in the film, but
all right.
there are different rules. Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see the film. When does it open and where can people see it?
It premieres on Saturday, June 7th at Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie at 3 p.m. Excuse me. You can get tickets on TickPick. And if you search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, I imagine it'll pop up. Otherwise, you could go to marshmallownapalm.com, and there's a link at the top of that page. Yeah, and then cool. It should be on streaming, I'm hoping, sometime this month. You know, I have to wait for people to do things. So it takes a little bit of time.
Where did the idea for the film come from? What was the inspiration for it?
Well, I write a lot of my stuff based on things that I have access to, or actors that I have access to, right? Okay. So smart. What's that?
I said smart.
Yeah.
For an indie film, right?
Yeah. I mean, this has a fairly large budget, but still a fairly small budget, right? But things just add up and cost so much so quickly that I have to like look at, okay, where can I shoot this? Like what locations do I have and all of that stuff, and put it together. And then I personally try to write a story around those things and those people. And I essentially included several of my friends that are actors and made them the main characters. And initially, one of my friends, his cousin is Lavelle Crawford. So I had written the part for him, and he read the script and he passed on it. And I'm guessing it's probably because I couldn't offer him enough money to do it, but who knows? I didn't really ask. But I then ended up finding Charlie Mack to play the part. So there were a few people that I did have to have audition, but a lot of people I already knew, so I just cast people. I probably only watched maybe four or five auditions for the entire movie, just because like I did a lot of footwork in searching out people that I thought fit in the first place. And then I would watch their reels and I would watch like what I could find about them so that I could see like, does this person do what I need? And then if, you know, they, instead of just have, because I did put out some casting things and I had like 600 people apply for a couple of the roles. And, I don't really want to watch 600 auditions.
That's a lot of time. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, obviously you don't, you look through them and go like, no, that you don't, you know what I mean? Like
right.
You're shuffling through and say you get down to a few, but, so the idea came from sitting there going like, okay, I have access to this cabin that someone said that I could shoot at. Right. And then, these people that I have, I was like, well, this could be a funny idea to like kind of flip it. And like, you know, a lot of horror movies have, well, we're going to go to a cabin, you know, and then like the monster shows up and I was like, well, let's kind of flip it around and have them have some.
Okay. I'm intrigued now. Austin Galante is my guest. He is the director of Sanguin Teeth on a Driftless Road. Comedy horror involving four vampires. Sounds great. Where does the title come from?
Well, Sanguine Teeth, because, you know, vampires in the blood. And then, you know, shot on a driftless road. So there's a really big sort of momentous scene, I suppose, that happens on a driftless road. And so that's kind of where it came from.
And you said before we went on the air, you said you filmed part of it in Madison, but not necessarily. You kind of filmed around a lot. What did that? When you do that, when you film in different areas, what does that do to your budget too?
Well, it depends, right? Because a lot of locations I was able to get, you know, people were just cool and were like, here. That's fine. Shoot here, right? And I did have to pay for some, but, you know, it was about access. There's like four gas stations in the movie. So that's a kind of a difficult thing to get because gas stations are so busy all the time, you know, like, and they stay open till 2 a.m. because people are going to buy alcohol or whatever.
Cigarettes,
And so getting them to close down for any length of time is a bit of a challenge. So I had to find some like pretty rural gas stations and then I had a connection to one, but so that was part of traveling, right? Like each of these locations was like, oh, I have this location that's here, but you know, I'm gonna have to drive. So there's a trade-off, right?
What kind of crew were you moving around? How many people were your crew typically?
Not real big. So the movie was shot over the course of last summer, and there were like individual shoot dates where the crew might just be me and Douglas Montoya, like him running sound and me doing a couple cameras at the same time. And then
let's pick it up right there. We're gonna do a real quick break.
Cool.
Austin will clear his throat.
Yeah.
And there's some water there, and we'll be right back to talk about more of this cool new movie Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road with its director, writer, actor, producer. We wore a lot of hats, folks. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, our question of the night, it is National Game Show Day. So what is your favorite game show? Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite game show is Jeopardy. I would say Conrad Jeopardy is in the...
It's in the running.
In the running. Don't you think we're way ahead, though, on Jeopardy?
Yeah, it's the winner so far.
Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, Dialing for Dollars, WISN Milwaukee, the 70s. I don't remember that. Was that only a local show? It's kind of cool. The title Dialing for Dollars sounds familiar. And then Tony the Trucker, hey buddy, he says, Pete, favorite game show is The Chase. Hope your stay in Madison is enjoyable. If I wasn't working, I would have loved to take you to a great burger joint. You know what, Tony, it's funny you say that. Thank you for that. I used to eat at Dottie Dumplings, and when I would drink, I would come down the night before I was shooting at PBS, and I would have two humongous martinis because I love their martinis, and their burgers are phenomenal. Now I don't drink anymore, so at least not yet. You drink, Austin?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
I feel like I should start again. I don't know. See, it wasn't like court ordered. I just stopped. But Austin Galente, that's his voice. Folks, he's here in the studio. He is a writer, director, producer, actor. He's worked in the music industry. He's done a lot of different stuff, worn a lot of different hats. His film Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road opens June 13th at the Marcus Theater.
June 7th.
Oh, wow. We are really close. I thought that June 13th. June 7th at the Marcus Theater in Sun Prairie. What do you do after that? How long of a run do you have? Is it kind of based on the turnout or that kind of thing?
That's just a one-off premiere. And okay. Then I'm working on getting it on streaming.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it'll get a theatrical run. Okay. It's quite a long movie for an indie movie. And, you know, to get your movie into theaters is quite expensive.
Yeah, it is. it sure is. Unless they pick up the bill, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about your cast. It's kind of a big cast for an indie film, I think. Ambitious. Where did you find your actors?
Let's see. I knew a lot of them. Or quite a few of them. And then, you know, there were some recommendations from people. And then I did a fair amount of looking on IMDb to find a few people that I needed to fill some of the last roles. And I also put a casting on backstage.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a lot of responses, but I don't know. I don't think I actually put anybody in the movie from there. There was one person that I had cast for a role and then they flaked.
Oh, great. Gotta love that.
So I had to find somebody like the week before.
What kind of actors did you find in the Madison area? Is there good talent here for movies? What's the film community in general like, would you say, in Madison?
Yeah, there's a lot of good actors here, yeah. I think. And in Milwaukee and Chicago, there's a number of people from Chicago. Or at least a few people from Chicago in the movie, and also a handful probably from Milwaukee. I think there's a couple from Madison, Green Bay. There's at least one or two.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time remembering exactly where everyone's from.
No,
I get it.
No pressure.
Someone lives in Racine. I don't.
You're not a you're not a native Wisconsinite.
No.
So you've been here, like you said, about 4 years or
eight.
So? 8 years. Okay. So how do you find overall the state? They're trying to pass this incentive package for filmmakers. As an outsider, you said you lived in L.A. and Oregon. What is your perception of Wisconsin and the filmmaking that goes on here?
I think it would be great if they passed the film incentive.
Same.
I don't know. I haven't, like, looked at the bill to see exactly, you know, what it
would
do.
Got a copy right here. I'd love to have your opinion.
Give me 37 minutes.
30 seconds. I'll speed read it.
I think anything that's going to bring more attention, more funding, obviously, like the new movie that I'm shooting, almost shot in Montana because of grant money. Yeah, I mean, if it's going to bring other productions here, that's good for actors, right?
Yeah, like, for
that's,
sure.
That's good for crew, and I think it would be marvelous.
Let me ask you this, and I'm glad you'll stay through intermission / the news, because you've had a great career in music. You've worked with Snoop Dogg, CeeLo Green, who wrote Conrad. Am I right? Is he one of your favorites ever?
I mean, he's all right.
Bailing already. Didn't you just say that last week, or
who?
Did you say it was your favorite song?
No, forget you.
Making
is,
that up.
Forget you is great. Yeah, forget you is the
forget
best song
you is
ever.
Outstanding. It's not. It's the imitation, but we'll talk about that with Austin as well. But I want to ask you. You've won some awards for acting. You've got like a best honorable mention for best supporting actor or something like that. What made you? You're the guy behind this film. What made you not give yourself the lead role?
Well, I don't know. I think that's a lot to do,
yeah,
right? Like
for sure.
All the stuff that I did for the movie. And I felt like, you know, in writing it, I had to think about, like, how can I pull this off with a minimal crew and still act in some of it, right?
Right.
And I wanted to be able to kind of control, you know, the lighting and camera and stuff like that. And for a lot of it, I'm doing director of photography. And then there's a portion where we shot at the cabins. Someone else was sort of taking on that role. I was still doing lighting and a lot of other stuff. I mean, not a lot changed. It was just a lot of hats. And so trying to be like, you know, a lead actor would have been.
It's a lot.
I actually have a much bigger part in the next movie, and it's going to be pretty intense, you know, trying to, because it's like switching your brain from got to set up all these things and then, yeah. Oh, now I've got to remember my lines.
Austin Galante is my guest. He will be here through the news. We'll talk to him about his time working with people like Snoop Dogg and CeeLo Green. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Don't go away. Civic Media's news team is about to tell you what's up. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details on the man accused of lobbing Molotov cocktails into a crowd of demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado, showing support for Israeli hostages in Gaza.
He said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl, 12 people were injured. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
The Jewish community is beyond upset.
Councilwoman Tara Weiner knows four of the victims, including an 88-year-old Holocaust refugee.
I talked to some of them who could answer the phone. They'll be okay physically.
Though his visa had expired in March, the suspect, an Egyptian national, had passed recent background checks for his job as an Uber driver. Correspondent Nancy Cordes with reaction from Washington.
The president and the White House, more generally, they're using this case to hammer the Biden administration over its immigration policies, which they are arguing enabled this suspect to stay.